We got up to Tesvavim and Beis last time, but we presented the sugya according to Rashi. I'd like to go back to Tesvavim and Aleph and present the sugya according to many other Rishonim, amongst them Rabbeinu Chananel, which you may have on your page on the bottom left, Tesvavim and Aleph. Let me present to you the view of Rabbeinu Chananel, and again, it's many other Rishonim as well. The Gemara raises a kasha. And if you take a look at the Gemara, it says one line before the end of the daf, Hanicha leman diomar bitlo velo bitlo, el leman diomar kimo velo kimo, mai iko lememar. Rabbeinu Chananel and others switch the girsa. The girsa that they have is, Hanicha leman diomar kimo velo kimo, el leman diomar bitlo velo bitlo, mai iko lememar. And this change in girsa is very significant. Now let's see if we can understand how Rabbeinu Chananel interprets the sugya. If you look in Rabbeinu Chananel, he says the following. Vamrinan, the Gemara says, Han nicha leman detani, kol mitzvus lo sasas yesh ba kumasei, kiem esei sheba potter, lo kiem chayev, hainu de'ika lememar, litikune lavi hu diosu. So the critical words here that I would underline if I were you, was litikune lavi hu diosu. Now, where is that coming from? Litkune lavi hu diosu. So those are actually the last couple of words in the Gemara, with one minor change. Instead of we have linutuke lavi hu diosu. Rabbeinu Chananel v'kavase and those who agree with him have instead of linutuke litikune. Litikune. Okay, so make that one change. And what does this mean? So let's explain. The Gemara had a problem. According to Rabbi Yochanan, a lav shekadmo essay, which means the essay came before the lav, gets malchus. It's not like a lav hanitakles. And the Gemara says, well, the paradigm for malchus is lav dechasima, lo sachsom shor bedisho. In order for the lav to be classified and categorized as a lav sheyesh bo malchus, it has to be similar to lav dechasim. And the Gemara says, wait a minute, the case of lav shekadmo esei is not dumya dechasima. Because in the case of chasima, if a man muzzles an animal, there is no esei. In the case of a lav shekadmo esei, the Torah, in addition to the lav, added an esei. And therefore, if it's not similar to lav dechasima, it should not get malchus. So the Gemara answers, wait a minute. It can't be inferior to a lav dechasima, but it could be superior. It can't be less chomer than a lav dechasima, but it could be more chomer. For example, a lav shein bo maisa is less chomer than a lav dechasima. But a lav that also has an additional essay, that's even more chomer than a lav dechasima. So we don't need an exact equation to lav dechasima. Lav de Chasima sets the minimum standard below which there's no Malchus, but above which, with a Kolsh Kein, there should be Malchus. I know you're all probably thinking that ain't no Shimon Adin, but leave that out. In any event, the Gemara says if that be the case, and a Lav Shekadmo Esse is even more Chomer than a Lav de Chasima, and with a Kolsh Kein it incurs Malchus, let's apply the same logic to Lav Hanitak Li Esse. Everybody agrees that a Lav Hanitak Li Esse gets no Malchus. And why? Because it's not dumya the lav de chasima. Adarab, on the contrary. Because in addition to the lav, the Torah added an essay to show how strict and how demanding the Torah is. Therefore, it dips below lav de chasima. It's lav, domil, lav de chasima, and therefore it doesn't get malchus. If a regular lav, which doesn't have an essay, like for example, lav de chasima gets malchus, how much more so a lav that has an essay? Where the Torah says, I can't tolerate your criminal act in violating the law, I'm going to impose on you an obligation to fix up the law. So again, the logic of the Gemara is the following. Let me just summarize it. that if in the case of Lasha Kodmo Essay you get Malkus, why? Because in addition to the Lav, there's also an Essay. Why not apply the same logic to Lav Hanitakli Essay and say that the Lav Hanitakli Essay is even more strict and more chamor than a Lav like Chasima, and therefore for sure it should get Malkus? So the Gemara answers, in the case of Lav Hanitakli Essay, the Essay is coming litikune halav. The purpose of the Essay is to fix up the Lav. Meaning, that in the case of Lav Shekodmo Essay, where the Essay exists independent of the Lav, you cannot claim that the purpose and the goal of the Essay is to fix up the Lav. But in a case where the Lav comes first, and only after you violate the Lav, the Torah imposes upon you an Essay, the goal of the Essay is litikune Lav, is to fix up the Lav. Now we're ready for Rabbeinu Chananel. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, ha nicha l'man diomer kimo v'lo kimo. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, if you hold kimo v'lo kimo, then you can accept the definition of litkune lav. But if you hold bitlo v'lo bitlo, then the concept of tikune lav does not fit. It cannot work. Why? He explains the following. The nafkamina between bitlo v'lo bitlo and kimo v'lo kimo, let's take the case of shiluach hakan. It's going to come up again and again. A man takes the fledgling birds without sending away the mother. He violates the law of lotucha lakachta emal abonim. Lotikach emal abonim. Then the Torah says, shalach to shalach esa'em. You send out the mother bird. You violated the law. Now you have an essay to send out the mother bird. Now, there are two possibilities, two scenarios that could come about that could block the possibility of fulfilling the essay. One is that the man who violated the law and took the small birds, then took the mother bird and destroyed it, shechted it or broke its bones, whatever it is, and he can't send it away. The other is where the mother bird happened to die of old age. That's going to be the nafkamina between kimo velo kimo and bitlo velo bitlo. If I hold bitlo velo bitlo, then I have to be mavatel the essay in order to be chayev malchus, bekumvase, with an action. I have to be the one who's responsible for the death of the mother bird, making it impossible to fill the essay. If on the other hand I hold kimo velo kimo, then what it means is, if there's no possibility of being mekayim the essay, for whatever reason, even if no fault of my own, I get Malkus for the Aver Salah, for violating the law. Says the Gemara, if I hold kimo velo kimo, then it makes sense to say, litkune lavu diosa, that the purpose of the essay is to fix up the law. Well, you can only fix up the law if the essay is possible. If the essay is impossible, then there's no litkune lav. There's no possibility of being metakin in the law. And if there's no possibility of being metakin in the law, then you get malchus. That's called kimo velo kimo. But if I hold bitlo velo bitlo, which means that even if the mother bird dies, it just drops dead, or somebody else decides to kill the mother bird, nevertheless, I don't get malchus. Why don't I get malchus? Because I wasn't actively involved in being mevatel the essay. So then it's not the pshat that the essay is coming to be metakin the lav. If the purpose of the essay was tikune lav, then even if the mother bird died, memela, I would still be chayef malchus because I no longer have the opportunity to be metakin the lav. That's called kimo velo kimo. But if I hold bitlo velo bitlo, which means if the mother dies, then I do not get malchus because I wasn't responsible for being mevatel the essay, then I cannot maintain litkune lavu diosi. I cannot understand that the essay comes to fix up the law. Because if the essay comes to fix up the law, then even if the essay has gone, it's disappeared, for no reason of mine, I wasn't the cause of the impossibility of the essay, I should be getting malchus. Because there's no possibility of tikune lav. Anyway, that's the way Rabbeinu Chananel learns the sukkah. For those of you who may follow that, that's okay. If you didn't follow it, it's okay. Also, because that was just a piece that I promised you last time. But now we can start the sukkah. Okay. What we got up to last week is on Daf Tesvav Amid Beis. And the Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and you guessed it, it's about bitlo velo bitlo, or kimo velo kimo. So if you count down from the top of the page, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. This is where we got to last time. And we start the word tni. Now this word tni is Rabbi Yochanan's formulation of the brisa. Tni, this is how the brisa should read. Bitlo velo bitlo. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Reish Lakish omer kimo velo kimo. Okay. So let's just go over it quickly. According to Rabbi Yochanan, again, this is our girsa, this is not Rabbeinu Chananan's girsa, but getting back to Rashi's girsa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, only if and when you mavatil the essay, you actively destroy the essay, then you get malchus. According to Reish Lakish, once we give you the opportunity to be mekayim the essay and fix up the lav, if you rebelliously, adamantly insist that you're not going to take advantage of that opportunity, that's called low chemo, then you get malchus for the aver salah. So the Gemara asks, what brought Rabbi Yochanan to say what he said? What brought Reish Lakish to his conclusion? What's the source, the root of the machlokas? Now, what we're going to about to learn is something that's very unusual. And that is, the Gemara is going to postulate that there was an old machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on a different issue entirely. And that old machlokes is going to force Reish Lakish l'shitaso to accept the following opinion, which is called kimo velo kimo, and Rabbi Yochanan to maintain bitlo velo bitlo. But keep in mind, what we're about to learn now is a machlokes which in and of itself has to be understood. There was another issue, I call it the old machlokas, that was on the table, and Rabbi Yochanan came to his opinion, his conclusion in that issue, Reish Lakish came to his. Now, when they sat down at the table to determine the nature of malchus in a lavanitik liesei, Reish Lakish was forced to accept one opinion, which is called kimo v'lo kimo, Rabbi Yochanan the other opinion, bitlo v'lo bitlo, because of what they had in their pocket from an old machlokas. What was the old issue? So we're going back in a time machine. The old issue was about the nature of hasra. In order for a person to get malchus for violating a lav, there must be a hasra. They have to warn him, don't do X. What happens if the hasra is a hasra suffix? Meaning, don't do X because perhaps you might be chayiv malchus. Hasras vaday means don't do X because if you violate this hasra, you will definitely be chayiv malchus. That's certain. That's called hasras vaday. But what in a case where even if I violate X, meaning I violate the hasra, it's not definite whether that will incur a chayiv malchus. It may incur a chayiv malchus, it may not. That's called hasras vaday. Comes along Reish Lakish and he says, Hasra Safik Lav Shmei Hasra. If you want to understand it on a psychological level, you could say that it doesn't impress me when you tell me that I may violate this Lav and incur Malchus, I may not violate this, you know, it's too iffy. It's not poignant enough. It doesn't make that much of an impact on me that I get scared off by your hasra. The hasra has to be such a strong warning that the certainty that if I violate that hasra, I will be chayv 39 lashes. Hasra safek lav shmei hasra. And Rabbi Yochanan said then. Rabbi Yochanan says I have to appraise the person of his rights and his obligations. I have to tell him that if he does X against the hasra, don't do X, you may, at the end of the day, after a chain of events and conditions will be fulfilled, you may incur a chiyuv malchus. That's enough. The man has to know that he's getting into a very dangerous situation if he violates the hasra. He may, at the end of the road, be chayuv malchus. That's called hasra safek shmei hasra. Now let's read the Gemara inside. Basra Sofek HaMiflugi, they had an old machlokis, and that's going to impinge upon the definition of Lav HaNitak Lias. Mar Sofar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hasra Sofek Shma Hasra. Rabbi Yochanan is not impressed with the fact that it's a conditional Hasra, that itself is a valid Hasra. Umar Sofar, but Reish Lakish holds, Hasra Sofek Lav Shmei Hasra. What does this have to do with our issue about Lav HaNitak LiEsek? So for that we need Rashi. Now in order to see the Rashi, take a look at the structure of Rashi. There are the wide lines on top, then there are skinny lines, and then it gets wide on the bottom. Do you have the same print that I do? If you do, look at the first of the wide lines, but the second wide lines, the bottom wide lines. Rabbi Yochanan Sofer Hasra, Sofek Shmei Hasra. The afal gav de chol lotas eshenitakli esay. Every single case of a lav hanitakli esay lidvarav, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is asra sofeki. By definition, a lav hanitakli esay, which means I violate the lav and then I destroy the esay. How many different actions have I done? According to Rabbi Yochanan, if I hold bit low, below bit low. When did the Averis HaLav generate a Chiyuv Malkus? Is one action enough? No, you need two actions. We'll call it A plus B. A is the violation of the Lav. Let's say he steals a cow. And B is the destruction of the essay when he kills the cow and he can no longer return the cow to its rightful owner. A man takes the fledgling birds, he violates the lav of Lo Sikach HaSeim Al Abonim, and then instead of Shalach to Shalach HaSeim, he destroys the mother bird. So there's A plus B, two pu'ulot. The sum total of A plus B equals a Chiyuv Malkus. By definition, that's Hasra Sofek. Why? Because when I tell the person, don't do action A, don't steal this cow, or don't take the mother, the fledgling birds, even if he violates my Hasra, will he necessarily be Chayev Malkus? Absolutely not. It all depends. It's contingent upon what will be with the essay. If he's Mevatel the essay, that's Pu'ula B, then indeed he's Chayev Malkus. But if he doesn't violate the essay, he postpones the Bittel essay, then he's not Chayev Malkus. That's called Hasra Sofek. Says Rashi, Kol Lav Hanitak Li Esei Lidvarv, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hasra Sofeki. Why? Shaharei Kisha Over Al HaLav, he violates the Lav, Tzorach LaHasra Spo. You have to tell him, don't do it. Don't steal, don't take the little birds, don't divorce your wife in the case of Ma'anes, right? So who Omar? But Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, Shegmar Halav, when does he complete the Lav? The Bittel Essay totally depends upon Bittel Essay. He needs another action. Therefore, Rashi applies this to the case of a Ma'anis, Kishemasir Bo Al Tegaresh, don't you dare divorce your wife. Sofeku, we don't know if he'll be Chayv Malkus. It all depends. Shemalo Yevatel Essay. And you remember we had a discussion that in order to make the remarriage impossible, to remarry your divorced wife in the case of Yisrael, the only way you could do that is taking a neder. Okay? That's a whole sugya unto itself, which you're not going to get into. Ladir Bano. Ukshaliadir of Yevatlenu. Ka'amar Delokin, Rabbi Yochanan says that when he's mevatel essay by taking this neder and destroying the possibility of remarrying his wife, he gets Malkus. Alma, what we see is Hasra, Sofek, Shmei Hasra. So when Rabbi Yochanan got to the table and the discussion on the table was Lav Hanitak L'Essay, when do you get Malkus? And Rabbi Yochanan's answer was Bitlo V'lo Bitlo. Rabbi Yochanan had in his back pocket that Asra Sofek Shmei Asra. Rabbi Yochanan was therefore free to maintain the position of Bitlo V'lo Bitlo based on his halacha, his principle of Asra Sofek Shmei Asra. What about Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish Sofek Asra Sofek Lo Shmei Asra. There's no such thing as an iffy, a possible Asra. It's not valid. Hilkach im. If we were to maintain like Rabbi Yochanan Bitlo V'lo Bitlo, Hayigmar alav toli bibitul esse. You can only be chayiv malchus for violating the law shenitag lesse when you are mavatal esse. Is lo ayalokolov. You see, Rabosai, it was crystal clear to everyone. This was a Kabbalah l'Moshe Misinai of some sort. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish said a lav hanitak lesi at some point or other generates malchus. The question is when, under what circumstance are you chayv malchus for a lav hanitak lesi? Rabbi Yochanan said bitlo v'lo bitlo, which means that the gmar halav is totally the esse. If that be the case, you're talking about Asura Sofik. Reish Lakish, who holds that Asura Sofik, Lav Shmei Asura, could not answer the riddle of when are you Chayiv Malkus for a Lav Anitak Lesei by presenting the Bitlov Lo Bitlov thesis, because that would mean that you Chayiv Malkus for Asura Sofik. So Reish Lakish is boxed in. He has no possible solution to the problem of Malkus for a Lav Anitak Lesei unless he presents the Shita of Kimo Velo Kimo. How does Kimo Velo Kimo obviate the problem of Hasra Sofei? Ela says, Rashi, in Reish Lakish, Halav Mishegiresh Nigmar, the very moment he divorces his wife, and the Torah says, Lo Sucha L'Shalcha, that's when the lav is complete. Rabosai, let's stop for a minute. Pause. If the lav is complete, what does that mean? What does it mean when you say the lav is complete? You get Malkus. So he's Chayiv Malkus for what moment in time? The moment of Gerish, the moment of the Averis Halav, the moment he stole the cow, the moment he took the small birds. The Havi Le'asros Vada. If I could say to him, don't you dare entertain in your mind the possibility of divorcing this woman, because the moment you do so, you definitely are Chayiv Malkus, because the Averis Halav and the Chayiv Malkus is complete with the violation of the law. Wait a minute, the Torah says it's a law of Anita Glesse, he can remarry this woman. Nitan Leos Tachas HaMalchus. So say, how would you translate the word Tachas? Substitute. The Malchus can be substituted. There's a redeeming value here. There's a fail-safe, a safety valve. The Torah was very compassionate with you and said, look, you have two choices. You could either take advantage of the opportunity of fulfilling the essay, or you'll get Malchus. You're already high of Malchus, my friend. You can get out of the Malchus by fulfilling the essay. But the Chi of Malchus is definite and complete with the Averis Halav. When he comes in front of the courts and there's testimony against him that he violated the law, Bezdin will offer him two opportunities, two alternatives. There's no third alternative. It's either black or white. O Shiyakayim, O Shiyilka. Either he fulfills the essay or he gets Malkus. Now Rashi's going to ask Akash. Okay. So again, let's just review. There's something a little bit strange about this sugya. There's a missing piece in the puzzle. And who can tell me what that missing piece is? Again, if you're going to ask me, b'maika miflagi, then you should answer the question by giving me two different answers. You should give me an answer for Rabbi Yochanan, you should give me an answer for Reish Lakish. You should tell me why Rabbi Yochanan holds bitlo velo bitlo, and you should tell me why Reish Lakish holds kimo velo kimo. Or, if you want to flip it around, tell me why Rabbi Yochanan could not possibly maintain kimo velo kimo, and tell me why Reish Lakish could not possibly maintain bitlo velo bitlo. What's missing in the sugi? This is I'm giving you a quiz question.
I don't know if this is the right answer, but I'm wondering what caused each one to have their view on the Asura Sofek or Asura.
So as I said, that's another sugi that we have to study unto itself.
But there is a reason.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, but we're not ready for that. That's the what I call the old machlok. So we have to analyze the old machlok. But given the fact that Reish Lakish holds Asura Sofek, Lav Shmei Asura, Rabbi Yochanan holds Asura Sofek, Shmei Asura, let's grant that. You know, it's a given. Can I now answer two questions? Number one, why Reish Lakish must hold Kimo Velo Kimo? And number two, why Rabbi Yochanan must hold Bitlo Velo Bitlo? Which piece is missing? Well, you have 50-50 chance. Either Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. You want to take a stab at it, I guess? You may get it right. I mean, it's like I say, 50% you might get it right. Of course, I'd rather if you understood what you were saying. I just took a chance. I had plenty of guys in my shiur who took chances and they got it wrong, you know. Look, Rabosai, follow this. Reish Lakish could not possibly hold bitlo v'lo bitlo. Why? Because bitlo v'lo bitlo, by definition, is a hasra suffix. And Reish Lakish holds, and that's what he has in his pocket from an old machlokas, that hasra suffik lav shmei hasra. Again, if you're trying to engender malchus for violating a lav hanitak liyese, bitlo volo bitlo could not possibly work. Because Reish Lakish holds hasra suffik lav shmei hasra. You can't give malchus without hasra. A valid hasra has to be hasra's vadai. Bitlo volo bitlo, by definition, is what kind of hasra? It's hasra suffik. Why? Because whenever you need A plus B, you need action A plus action B in order to equal Malchus, then you've always got Asra Suffolk. Because when I tell you don't do action A, you can laugh at me and say, okay, I'm going to do action A, I'm not going to be Chayv Malchus. Because Bitlo Vlo Bitlo. I'm not Chayv Malchus until B, I'm a Vatel the essay. So I need both the violation of the Lav and the violation of the essay. I'm not going to violate the essay, and therefore it's Asra Suffolk. Is Reish Lakish has no choice, his back against the wall. The only opportunity he has is called what? Kima v'lo kima. Kima v'lo kima is Asra's Vaday. Let's go over it. Because kima v'lo kima says that the violation of the Lav and the Chiv Malchus is clinched with A, with the first action, with the violation of the Lav. That itself is Gomer Es Halav. It's complete, finito, he's Chai Malchus. What's chemo? What's lav anita klase? The Torah was compassionate with you and gave you the opportunity of, instead of getting 39 lashes, you can take advantage of the essay and be metaking the lav. That's, but right now, as things are, status quo, you're chayiv malchus for violating the lav. You can, you know, you can offer in Beis Din a kiyum essay as a sacrifice in place of the chiyuv malchus, but you chayev malchus. There's no question about it, and therefore it's a hasras vaday. However, the Gemara never answers the following question: why is Rabbi Yochanan compelled to maintain the position of bitlo v'lo bitlo? Okay, Rabbi Yochanan has the opportunity, he has the freedom to maintain bitlo v'lo bitlo, because Rabbi Yochanan holds hasra safek, shmei hasra, but that doesn't force Rabbi Yochanan to reject the possibility of kimo v'lo kimo. And Tosis fills in a missing blank here. And he writes the following. This is Tosis Divya Maschil, b'mai kamifligi, and Tosis says, on the very last line, Vahashta, the last line and a half of Tosus, Dibra Maskel B'mai Kamifli says, Vahashta lo mefarish hashas taima amai lo omer Rabbi Yochanan kima v'lo kima. Kireish Lakish, the Gemara never addresses head on the question why Rabbi Yochanan couldn't accept kima. We know very well why Reish Lakish could not accept bitlo v'lo bitlo. Why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan accept kima v'lo kima? Says Tosus, Devadai, there's no question that bitlo v'lo bitlo mistavra tvei. Wow, that's a heavy claim. He says that if all is equal, if all things are equal, then the more logical approach is bitlo v'lo bitlo. If I had to take a choice, left on my own, I would say misvara bitlo v'lo bitlo. Reish Lakish doesn't have that leeway. He doesn't have the luxury of maintaining bitlo v'lo bitlo because of his pre-prejudiced principle that he maintains, that Asra Safek Lav Shmei Asra. But if I wasn't shackled by Asra Safek Lav Shmei Asra, I would be free to go with my logic and say bitlo v'lo bitlo. But Tosis never explains why bitlo v'lo bitlo is mistaber tfei. In my mind, kimo v'lo kimo is just as good as bitlo v'lo bitlo. I don't see why one is superior to the other. And others maintain that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds bitlo v'lo bitlo is for a different reason. Not because bitlo v'lo bitlo is more attractive or more logical, but because bitlo v'lo bitlo makes more sense Since Rabbi Yochanan holds lav shekodmo esei lokin olav, and the question therefore is, why is a ma'anes chay of malchus? And the answer is, I'm sorry, why is a ma'anes potami malchus? The answer is because when the Torah says, lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav, the kol yomav comes to teach you kol yomav ba'amod v'achzerkoi, which makes sense if I hold bitlov, fine. But now let's see Rashi's kasha. So we're now at the end of Dibra Maschil, Vereish Lakish. V'i kasha, says Rashi, and if you'll ask me the following question, L'Rab Yochanan Nami, Ikal and Meimar, Basros Vadai, even if I maintain bitlov, I can still construct Asros Vadai. Rav Osi, does anybody want to guess without looking what Rashi's about to ask? You have A plus B. We said that whenever we need A plus B in order to be Chayav Malchus, by definition it's Asras Safek, because when I tell you don't do A, you may or may not do B. What's Rashi going to ask now?
If you give Asra, don't do A and B.
Well, no, that you can't do, because the violation and the Chayav Malchus has to come Tokedei Dibur of the violation of the Asra. The Asra has to be conjoined to the Maisa Avera by Tokedei Dibur. But you were very close, Alan. Can I ask you to try it one more time?
This was in my mind for the last 10 minutes, so I don't know what else.
No, it's, you'll kick yourself if you don't come up with it, you're on your own. Again, there's A plus B. So if I tell you don't do A, that's Asra Sofi, because you may not do B. What's the other option?
Well,
give him Asra before B.
Oh, add another.
Okay. Well, no, drop the first Asra. Yeah. No, your question was give it to a double header Asra. That won't work. But why not give the Asra before B? Before you are mevatel the essay, I'm going to tell you like this. My friend, if you destroy the mother bird, if you destroy the cow that you stole, you're going to be chayev malchus. That's Asra's vada. Why does the Gemara insist that bitlo entails Asra's suffix by definition? Why not give him the Asra before the bitl essay? Why not postpone the Asra in the bitl essay? I'll give you an example. L'ma dover dover. Let's say I take a shvua. I don't know if you can picture this. Okay? I got two pieces of bread. Okay? This is A and this is B. I take a shvua that I won't eat A if I eat B. Okay? So now, if you give me asra, don't eat A, that's asra suffering. But supposing I already ate A, then you can give me asra, don't eat B. Because the moment I eat B, I violated, with the first action, the isa shvua when I ate A.
No,
doesn't work. Why not?
You didn't make a shvua not to eat B.
Exactly.
You didn't make a shvua not to eat A.
The violation of the asra has to be on the maisa avera. And when we ask ourselves, what is the avera hamachayeves? It's not the eating of B. It's the eating of A. He took a shvua not to eat A. He never took a shvua not to eat B. B is a mundane, secular piece of bread. It has no halachic status. I can't give you asra attached to an action unless that action is the action that's mechayev malchus for violating that asra. Look at Rashi and Sa'i. I tell you, it's very rare that you see such a lovdish Rashi with a kash in a teretz. Frekt Rashi v'kash ol Rav Yochanan nami ikal amem asros vaday. Even if I hold bitlo, this asros vaday, how so? Yisru bo, let him give asrok shebo levatalus a essay. Shehu akiris alav, it's the complete violation of the lav. And that's a vaday, that's not a sofei. And for Rashi, I would add Yesh Lomar here, but you know that's the style of Tosus. Liolam hasra b'shosha over azharaso b'inon. Azharaso means the Torah says don't do X, and at that moment that you're about to do X and violate the Torah's warning, that's when I give you asra. Any asra that doesn't take place right before you violate the azharas haTorah is not a asra. Afilu hitluya b'dover acher, even though that azhara will only be complete when I do B, right? Not just A, but I have to do B, meaning the bitul essay. Says Rashi, you know how I know this? I know this from a sugya in Masechta Shvuos. Shvuah shel ochal kikar zuim ochal zu. I take a shvuah that I will not eat the first kikar, we'll call it A, if I eat B, the second kikar. Achlei l'tnai, if he eats B first, so he's already fulfilled the tnai, now I can give him asaras vada. Don't eat A. Hodar achlei l'surei, and then afterwards he eats A, is hasros vadehi. But achleili isure, but if he violates the shvua by eating A, but again that violation of the shvua is contingent on eating B, v'hadar achleili tnoi, and now I'm going to give him asra, don't eat A. And then afterwards, after he ate A, he went ahead and he ate B, that's called asra suffik, because at the moment I gave him asra, don't eat A, it was contingent. It was uncertain whether he would eat B. No, why couldn't I give him asra after he ate A? Don't eat B. Alma, you see from this Gemara that asra b'shas isur b'inon. We need a asra that's attached to the moment that he violates the avera hamachayeves. The afal pishein alav. Nigmar ad sheyochal es shel tnai, even though the lav is triggered off by eating the tnai, the b, but eating the tnai b is not a maisa avera. That's not why he's chayiv malchus, and therefore that's rose meaningless. Now I want to tell you this, Rabosai. If I had to give Rashi a grade for pedagogy, I would give him an A plus. This is a beautiful shtickle Torah. Rashi gives us a mashal, and we understand from the mashal the nimshal. You want to know why there can't be asra, there cannot be asra as vade at the time of violation of the essay, of bittul essay? The answer is because the bittul essay is like the case of the tnai. I can't give you a asra at the moment that you eat B. For pedagogy, Rashi has one up on us. He's great. He's incredible. But if I ask you the following question, what grade do we give Rashi for his conceptual analogy? In my opinion, I could not give him an A+. Yesh lechalik. Can anyone think of a fundamental distinction between the mashal and the nimshal? Max, you have anything in your brain there? I don't know. What is different between bitlo velo bitlo and eating the second kikar? Rabosi, you don't see where I'm going with this? Is there any status whatsoever halakhically? Does the Torah see anything repulsive in eating B?
No.
B is just, as I said, it's a loaf of bread that, you know, man min ha-shamayim, has no status. It's totally parable. But would you be willing to say that bittul essay, I stole your cow and now I shechted it? You know, it's bad enough that I stole your cow. You know, Nebuchadnezzar, you're a poor farmer and I stole your cow. You know, it's out of your possession. But it's even worse when instead of returning your cow, I destroy your cow. You don't even have a possibility of ever getting it back. And that's your else of the cow. So certainly one would suggest that the violation of the essay is repugnant. It is part and parcel of the Avera. The Avera is complete. The criminal, I'll give you the following marshal. If I had a criminal record for this guy, we'll call him Joe, I would give him a criminal record for violating the law and stealing the cow. But I would give him a worse criminal record if he went ahead, he was mavatal the essay and destroyed the cow. The destruction of the cow or the bittul essay is not just a technical tnai, you know, contingency plan. It's A plus B. It's part and parcel in avera. I'll give you again a mashal. I don't know if this is a pretty gory mashal, you know.
Would you say it's fundamentally worse to check the cow than just to not return it, just to keep it for 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years? Just I don't return it ever.
Okay, but maybe
the Torah says it's an asay.
But maybe that's what's called a shevialta. So, you know, it's true. I wouldn't give him shishi for not returning the cow. But if he goes ahead and destroys the cow, you know, you have a guy who doesn't take a lulav on the first day of Sukkot. That's bad enough. But imagine if the guy has a lulav in front of him and he pulls out his cigarette lighter and he burns the lulav to dust. You know?
That's an excellent example. Did he do any avera?
Okay, so that's, you're right. That was not, maybe pedagogically I was okay, but conceptually that was not a good example. You're right. Because that's called a bittul essay. A bittul essay means that, you know, but no, but here I'm saying this is something totally different. Here the Torah gave me the opportunity and the responsibility to fix up the lot. And I went ahead and actively, with two hands, destroyed the possibility of fixing up the lot. I wouldn't give a person shishi for that. That's a pretty serious violation. Again, in my opinion, it would be similar to the following. Again, I apologize if this example is a little bit gory. But I know that in a few states in the United States where they have capital punishment, what they do is they give the criminal who's been condemned to die, they give him different pills. It's like, you know, sort of like drugs that kill you, you know, toxins. Or they give you shots, you know, injections. Right? Now, the guy doesn't die from the first injection. So let's say you need 5 injections. I'm just throwing out a number. I didn't go on the internet to check this out. You know, Google, you know, what do you say, implementing the death penalty or whatever you would Google. I don't know. So let's say I give Masra. After, you know, for the, you know, in a murder case, I'm not into it. I give Masra on the first injection. So I would say that's Hasra Safek. But what happens if I give him 4 injections and then before the 5th injection I give Mahasra? That could be Hasra Svadai. Why? Because the 5th injection is part and parcel of the entire, how should I say, process by which we murder the guy. That's what I say in the case of bitlo velo bitlo. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the bitl essay is not just a technicality, it's a tanai. It's much more than a tanai. When we say that the bitl essay triggers off the chi of Malchus, we're saying because you're guilty of the act of bitl essay. In fact, let's go back to Rashi on Daf Tezvav Amid Aleph. When he explains bitlo velo bitlo, he says the following. He says, this is about 5 lines up from the bottom of the page. He says, Eino Nigmar, he's referring to the Lav, or the Averos Alav. Eino Nigmar ad sheyevatel esa esei biyadayim. I don't know, to me that sounds like a lot more than just technicality. And by the way, I want to share with you the following secret. There are Rishonim who maintain that in bitlo v'lo bitlo, I can give you the hasra before the bitl essay, even if I maintain that hasra sofik lav shmei hasra. And there's no doubt in my mind that those Rishonim would stand up and object to Rashi's analogy here, because Rashi is comparing it to the case of the Tanai. The case of the Tanai is not similar to the case of the bitl essay. The bitl essay is part and parcel, it's an integral element in the Averis Halav. It's the completion of the Averis Halav. Now, you could argue something else. You could say Hasra has to come not before the triggering off of the or the completion of the Averis Halav, you know, the 10% of Makam Apatish, but maybe the Hasra has to come on the primary element in the Averis Halav. Do you follow what I mean? So stealing is 90% of the Averis Halav. You know, the last 10% is destroying the object that makes it impossible to return it. Maybe Hasra's, maybe the law of Hasra requires that the Hasra be attached to the main body of the Averis Halav rather than to the Tafel, to the completion of the Lav. That you could argue. But by equating it to Tanai, Rashi, I think, has overstepped his bounds. That's just my opinion. In any event, this has to go down in the annals of history as one of the most lumdish Rashis you'll ever come by.
He's using that more as an issue of the analysis as opposed to Asura Savada,
it's a direct correlation to the Tanai as opposed to the conclusion of the law. He's using it for a different purpose. Well, he wants to say the following. If you'll say that Bitlo lends itself to Asura Savada because you can give the Asura before the Bitlo essay, then I'll ask you the following question. If a person violates his Shavua by eating the first Kikar, why not give him a Asura Savada before he eats the second Kikar?
There's nothing wrong with eating the second.
And Rashi says that there's nothing wrong with being mevatel the essay. I mean, if that's your formulation. There's Rashi saying that Hasra cannot be attached to the Tanai, even though with that Tanai, he completes the Averis Halav. Okay. I want to study with you Tosis Divra Maska B'mai Kamifliki. You have the Tosis? Pirish. Lekach lo tani reish lakish bitlo chayev kigon shalakach ha'em me'al abonim v'shachta. The lo lucky. If you would give reish lakish a scenario of bitlo v'lo bitlo, reish lakish would say you don't get malchus. Why? The havi asra sofik. Because when he takes the babies, he may or may not shech the mother. Shemelo yivatol esse. Maybe he won't be mevatol esse. V'chol emas delo bitol esse potter. V'lo lucky. Is therefore it becomes asra sofik if you hold bitlo v'lo bitlo. Even though avi mishkachas le'asros vaday kigod sheisrbo b'shoa shemevatel, that's why not give him asro attached to the bittul essay. Tirates Rashi dili ola be'inan asro b'shoa sheover al azaroso vafilu hitluya b'dover acher, etc., etc. V'im tomar. Okay, I'm fast forwarding one line. V'im tomar ki lo kiem shiluach ha'em. According to Reish Lakish, chemo velo chemo, which means that Bezdin calls him in, they give him two options. Either send away the mother bird or we'll give you Malchus. And he decides, you know what? I'm not sending away the mother bird. He says, lo lilkin. He shouldn't get Malchus. Reish Lakish's solution to the problem of Malchus for olav anita klase, of chemo lo chemo, is not a valid solution. Why? He should not get Malchus. To be shosh over asra asafik, he shemi yikayim ha'esei. You gave him asra, and you say, well, don't take away the baby birds. That's asra asafik. Maybe he'll be mekayim the esei. This is the, how shall I say, the most important question in the whole sugya. How does chemo v'lo chemo circumvent the problem of asra sofik? Even if I hold chemo v'lo chemo, it's still asra sofik. Because despite the violation of the law, he may opt for the advantage, for the opportunity of being mekayim the essay, in which case he doesn't get malchus for the law. So how can you tell me it's asra svadai? And Tosis says a very lovdish answer. Tosis says, V'yesh lomar, da hashta mia over below sikach ha'em, da holo kari mechusar maisa. Tosis says that hasras safek versus hasras vade depends on one question, one question only. Is it a mechusar maisa? When he violates the first maisa, we'll call it maisa A. Is he only chayav malchus because he violates B because of maisa B? Or is he chayav for violating A status quo? Meaning if nothing changes, if the situation remains as is, then he's chayav malchus. That's called eno mechusar maisa. Tosis claims the following. If you have a mechusar maisa situation, then it's hasra safek. If you have eno mechusar maisa, it's hasra's vada. In the case of bitlo, that's called a mechusar maisa because he's only chayv malchus if and when he's mevatel yesa. That's hasra's safek. If on the other hand I maintain chemo v'lo chemo, then it's not a mechusar maisa. And how does Tosis prove this? How does he know that if it's not a mechusar maisa, then by definition it's hasra's vada? He says the following. Wait, where's the case of Nazir? Just one second. The Hachinami, you have it? The Hachinami Amrinan bin Nazir. Shayashose. So you give the Nazir Asra, don't drink wine. And the Gemara establishes that if he drinks one revius, he gets Malchus. If he drinks a second Revius, and there was a second Asra between the first Revius Yain and the second Revius Yain, he gets a second set of Malchus. The Kitzar Maisa, as long as the bottle is still filled with wine, he can still get more and more Malchus. He can rack up hundreds of Malchus if he keeps drinking the wine, as long as they keep giving him Asra. So Tos says, wait a minute, isn't that Asra Safek? Why? Shema yishal al niziruso. There's halach of hataras nedarim. Nizirus is a din of neder. The nazir could be shoel on his nizirus. He comes in front of three, a tribunal of three, and the halach is a chacham oker neder mikaro. Retroactively, the neder, or in this case the nizirus, is invalid. How do you know then that by drinking the wine he's going to definitely be chayv malchus? Maybe he'll come in front of a tribunal and they will grant him she'ela hataras nedarim. But yet the Gemara says he gets malchus for violating each hasra. What about hasra safek? Says Tosis, because it's not a case of mechusar ma'isa. Kevan shehu omed, hu over. Meaning in the status that he is now, kishu omed, as he is now, he's a nazir, he violates the law. We have the right to assume, in order to engender a Yasras Vadai, that his status quo will remain as it is. Again, keep in mind, Tosis is not making a psychological statement here. Tosis is not entering into the statistical probabilities that he will be shol on his Nazirus, he won't be shol on his Nazirus. You know, if I was his consultant, if he was consulting with me, I would advise him to be shol on his Nazirus after he drank the wine. Like, save yourself 39 malchus, or maybe more, multiple malchus. But in any event, we're not dealing with psychology here. Tosis has an abstract concept. Hasra suffering equals mechusar ma'isa. If it's not a mechusar ma'isa, then it's hasra svadai. As is, status quo, if he does nothing to change the situation, he is Chayav Malchus. He can dig himself out of the quagmire. But for that, he needs a Maisa to undo what's going on now. But if status quo and he does nothing, then Kemoshu Omed Akshav, he is Chayav Malchus. That's Hasrasva. The same thing in the Nimshal, says Tosus, in the case of chemo velo chemo, according to Reish Lakish, we have a situation similar to Nazirus. Yes, he might be Mekayim the essay, but right now he's Chayiv on the Mal. If he does nothing, right? If he doesn't actively change the situation and be Mekayim the essay, then he's Chayiv Mal.
The love was complete.
The love was complete. Exactly. And then he says later on, he says, but what about according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds bitlo, velo bitlo, detoli malchus with bitl essay, havile mechusar ma'isa. Bitl, her essay is called mechusar ma'isa, therefore it engenders a hasra safek, the chol emas velo osa shum dover, velo bitl shum dover, lo yilke. In the status quo, even though he violated the lav, he will not be chayav malchus. He's got to actively do something else to clinch the Averis Halav and the Chiv Malchus. He's got to be about the Liesse. That's called Asrosov. The Azdul Tamayi, we're going back to the Gemara, four lines up from the bottom. The Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Asrosov is an old Machlokes, as we said before. De Itmar. Shavua sha'ochal kikar zehayom. Rabosai, when a person says a shavua that I will eat this kikar today, at what moment in time does he violate that shavua? Shkia. Up until shkia, he might decide to eat the kikar. So when are you going to give him asra? Well, you could give him asra that's contingent and say to him, you know what? Look, my friend, if you don't eat the kikar, you're going to get malchus. So he'll say, well, wait a minute, maybe I'll eat the kikar later. Is the Avra Yom Velo Achla, the day passed and he didn't eat the Kikar, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, they have an argument as to why he's exempt from Malchus. They both agree the Amrit Shavayu Eino Loka, but for two different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Eino Loka, and now we're on Daf Tesa Eino Menalf Mishum Davi Lav She'embo Maisa. The Chol Lav She'embo Maisa Ein Lokin Alav. You can only get Malchus Dumya the lav de chasima with an active violation of the lav. But here, how did you violate the lav? Passively. By not eating, by omitting the maisachil. Reish Lakish omer eino loka for a different reason. Davi asra safek, v'chol asra safek, lo shmei hasra. Says Reish Lakish, there's a whole different reason why you don't get malchus here in this case of shvur shaloch al kikar zayom, because whenever I give you that straw, there's always a possibility that you'll still eat the kikar. So here the Achronim go to town. Why not wait till the minute before Shkia? It takes how many seconds to eat this kikar? 30 seconds, right? Okay. So 30 seconds before Shkia, I'll give him Asra that if you don't eat this kikar within the next 30 seconds, you will get Malkus. And there's no question you will be Chayav Malkus because Lav Shem Bo Maisa Lokin Olav according to Reish Lakish. He doesn't have a problem with Lav Shem Bo Maisa. His only issue is what? Is Lav is Hasra Safek. And there's no Hasra Safek here because it's the last minute. So here I want to present to you two answers to this question. Why is it that Shvua Shochal Kikar Zayom is definitely, without a doubt, Hasra Safek? That's a funny sentence. It's definitely Hasra Safek. So one answer is Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, and the other answer is Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky. And it's all brought down here in a footnote. He says the following, that according to Rabbi Elchanan, the reason why, and this is based on a Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin, that you cannot give Asra in the case of Shvuah Shochal Kikar Zayom is because the Asra has to be Toch Kedei Dibur of the Avera. Good? Toch Kedei Dibur of the Avera, but if it's at the end of the day, Toch Kedei Dibur of the end of the day, that should be enough. Says Rabbi Elchanan, let's give him a number of different hasros during the course of the day. Until finally, we give him a hasra that's samuch l'sof hayom, right before the end of the day. He says, be'ofen zeh, in this situation, achas hasros, one of those hasros, is vaday hasra. Again, I may not know, I don't know if I have the measuring yard, you know, the measuring tools to know exactly which hasra I can pinpoint was the hasra that was valid here, and the violation of that hasra incurred a complete, total violation of the law of Nechiv Malkus. El shi hasra safi mikevan she'eino mevurar b'shashem hasra. In other words, since we don't have the ability to know exactly and pinpoint that this hasra is the hasra's vaday, this is the valid hasra, because this hasra is samuch laveris halav, I can theoretically give him a whole bunch of hasra's, you know, like shooting in the dark, but I'll never know which hasra is the valid hasra, and therefore it's hasra's safek. Comes along Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, who died not long ago, and he says the following. He says, even if he were to give Asra and pinpoint the last moment of the day, it would still not be a valid Asra. Because at the end of the day, when Shkia comes and he hasn't eaten the kikar, misbarer hadavar shekol rega verega over al shvuoso. Every moment of the day was a violation of the Shvuah. Va'isur nimshach kol hayom. Ulekach b'chol shoshem masra bo b'meshach hayom. Nechshav shehisru bo tol kedei divra le'avera. El shiasra sofe kedvon she'enem avur b'shazu sheyesh olav es avera. D'shem yachlenu ad sof hayom. He says the following. If he doesn't eat the kikar before the day ends, then the entire day itself, every moment that made up and comprised that day, he violated the law. However, even though, therefore, every asra that I gave him is asra svada in a sense, but I don't know for sure that when he violated the asra, he's chayv malkus, because he always had the possibility of eating the kikar later on. But Rabosai, Lefiani is daiti. Again, this is just an Ochi HaKaton. I would say that if Reb Shmuel Rozovsky is correct, we don't have to go as far as to say that every single moment of the day he violated the law. I would say something else, that the violation of the law is the sum total of the entire day. I wouldn't say that every moment is a violation of the law, the way Reb Shmuel would have it. I would substitute and say that the Averis HaLav is the entire day. The day as a unit, as an entity, with non-achila of this kikar that he promised and he swore that he would eat, that is the Avera. Is Memela, if that be the case, such an Avera which by definition requires an entire Hemshech HaZman, you have to collapse an entire day, is always going to be by definition Asra Safek. Hasra's Vaday requires that Asra be attached to one specific moment. If the violation of the law is extended over a period of time that's longer than one moment of Kidei, you know, Tol Kidei Dibur, then that cannot be a valid Hasra.
Something else too, the notion of Asra against violating the law is you're warning somebody not to take a specific action. Here it's a double negative. I'm warning you not to not eat that bread, because if you do that, you'll end up with violation of a shvur, which is a law that you don't want to do. So it doesn't work. You have to give a asara on doing something.
Right. Don't do something affirmative. Don't do something constructive, because that constructive act will be a violation of the law.
Because here, you know, they're working backwards, right? Come up with an example of a situation, but it's not a real analogy because it's that double.
So again, let's just summarize the sugya. The Gemara is saying that in this case, the Shul Shochel Kikar Zayom, Rabbi Yochanan is not bothered by Asra Sofek. Rabbi Yochanan is bothered by Alav Shein Bo Maisa. Reish Lakish is not bothered by Alav Shein Bo Maisa. Reish Lakish is bothered by Asra Sofek. And here's the original form or formula development of the Machlokas regarding Asra Sofek. And the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, "V'travayu aliba d'Rabbi Yehuda." And this machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish evolves from the case or the statement of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, in order to understand the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, we have to know a little bit about the Iser Nosar, which means that if kudshim has to be eaten within a certain specific allotted time, if I let it go by without eating it, it becomes nosar and I violate a lav. The Torah was menatek that lav to an essay and said that I burn the nosar. And the same thing will apply, of course, to the Korban Pesach as one example of kudshim, that you're not allowed to leave the Korban Pesach until the morning, and if you do so, it becomes nosar and you have to burn it. The Sanya we learned in Abraisa, Veloso Sirim Menuad Boker, you're not allowed to leave Nosar without eating it. Va Nosar Mi Menuad Boker Ba'esh Tisrofu. I'm adding two words to the Gemara. The Pasuk says you have to burn it. Ba Hakosav Litain Esei Achar Losase, says Rabbi Yehuda, why did the Torah feel compelled to give you this essay? Loma, to teach you She'ain Lokin Olav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara analyzes Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda apparently maintains that if all things were equal, had the Torah not added the mitzvah, the essay of Hanosu Menu Ad Bokeh Beish Tisrofu, you would have gotten Malkus for creating Nosar. Rabbi Yochanan Deyek Hachi, Taima de Bar Kosov. Hello, Bar Kosov, if not for the essay, Loke, Alma Asra, Sofik Shme Asra. Because in this case, like the case of Shua Shochal Kikar Zayom, the Torah says you have to eat the carbon within the day or whatever it is the night, and you didn't do so, that's Asra Sofik. Reish Lakish Deyek Hachi, Taima de Bar Kosov, Hello, Bar Kosov, Loke, Alma, She'ain, Lav She'ain Bo Maisa Lokin Allah. Meaning, there are two distinct reasons why one would object to getting Malkus for violating the Isur Lav of Nosar. And yet, Rabbi Yehuda somehow says that you would get Malkus for violating the Lav, the Aver of Nosar, if not for the fact that the Torah added the essay. But yet, wait a minute, it's a Hasra Sofek. Wait a minute, it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So each one of these two Mani Amrim, Rabbi Yochanan Lishitoso and Reish Lakish Lishitoso, they pinpoint one problem. They say, well, wait a minute. Rabbi Yochanan asks, what about Asra Safek? That didn't bother Rabbi Yehuda. If not for Bar Kosov Litain Esei, you would have gotten Malkus for Nosar, despite the fact that it's Asra Safek. Alma, we see from this that Rabbi Yehuda holds Asra Safek Shmei Asra. Reish Lakish comes along and he says, wait a minute, if not for Bar Kosov Litain Esei, you would get Malkus, even though it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. We must derive therefore the conclusion that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lav She'ein Bo Maisa Lokin Olav. Now, there's something very strange going on here, because both of these arguments against Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's Hasra's Sofek as an argument, or Lav Shein Bo Maisa, are both valid arguments. Meaning, Nosar as a lav fits into both descriptions. It's both Asra Sufik and it's a lav Shem B'mais at the same time. It's got Tarti L'Reisa. So how can Rabbi Yehuda maintain that if all things were equal, the Torah didn't add the essay of Baish Disrofa, you'd get Malkus for the Avera of Nosar? There are two objections to that. And by definition, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda must be rejecting both of these objections. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda must be holding A, that Asra Sufik Shmei Asra, and B, that Alav Shem B'maisa Lokin Olav. I'm not satisfied neither with Reish Lakish nor with Rabbi Yochanan, because, you know, both conclusions are muchach. You know, they're absolutely compulsory. We have no choice but to accept both conclusions. Namely, that Rabbi Yehuda accepts and validates Asra Sofik. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda is willing to be Mechayv Malkus even if there was no Malkus, even if there was no Maisa for the Averis Halav. Isn't that true? Again, the Lav itself of Nosar didn't change at all here from Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish. The Lav of Nosar always remains what it is. Let's identify the baby. And that lav is both at the same time Asra Safek and a lav Shem B'maisa. So how can Rabbi Yochanan derive one conclusion, Reish Lakish the other conclusion, when both conclusions are correct? And basically what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish should have both said unanimously is that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that Hasra Safek Shmei Hasra and lav Shem B'maisa Lokin Olav. Instead, we have the opposite. We have Reish Lakish waving the banner of Lav Shem B'maisa Lokin Olav, but Asra Sofek Lav Shmei Asra. And we have Rabbi Yochanan insisting that Lav Shem B'maisa Ein Lokin Olav and Asra Sofek Shmei Asra. I mean, how does that work out in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said that if there was no Esser, you'd get Malkus for the Averis Halav of Nosar. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, we'll stop here. Even though we're stopping in the middle of a kasha, but I just said that as an introduction to Emirtz Hashem to the next year. Okay, then we covered a lot tonight.
It's not getting any less tricky.
Yeah, but I think again, it's the problem is that we meet only once a week for now. But if you know, if we hang in there, you know, the concepts begin to get familiar to us. You know, as time goes on. Again, it would help if you chazed it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you got to get bitlo and kimo below kimo, yeah. And I saw suffering and I saw zvada.
Question:
Parv
okay, Manya. Parv knife put into a milk non-binyamin pan, and then stir with a parv spoon. Is a parv wooden spoon acquired to amchalavi?
So what did you do with these ovens? The onions are powerful, right?
Yeah.
And now you cooked the onions in a milchka pot?
Yeah. Non binyan, without milchiks.
So then I think it's okay. You know, as long as you didn't cut it with a knife, you know.
Meaning it was cut initially.
No, I'm saying if you cut the onion with a milchka knife and then you cooked it with a you know, that would be a problem. Yeah. So you just cook the onions, you know, then onions are like anything else.
I mean, there's onions involved in my life, though. I don't know if there's onions that
were cut. Right, no, but that's because onion is...
Sakina, I know.
Right, it's connected with Dr. Sakina. Okay.
Okay.